and in the camp in Maristan. The first director of this camp was my son. And I told him he should insist that anybody, any child who comes to camp shouldn't come with these polo shirts, with their own emblazoned, all kinds of different things. I mean, they all got emblazoned things. And he says it was difficult, but they accomplished it. And Baruch Hashem, since then, from this camp, they accept only such a children. We don't have these wild polo shirts and those wild designs. And from this camp come out only Hasidic children. So Mele, if this is the children, you can do it safety, certainly. A husband who works in a camp can also be a man that his wife doesn't. A question. A man that his wife doesn't dress seriously, should he be hired as a malamed, shaykh, etc.? I believe the principal, I would certainly not hire him. Because what will the children say? My Malama tells me about sneers, and he himself, his wife, acts like so and so. We of course, ultimately, we have to see what going on is an epidemic of lack of sneers. We have to be about this very, very strong. We have to take a very strong stand. The Malamed's wife is absolutely not sneersly. He should find himself a different job, but certainly the Malamed. Without saying a sheikh, etc. Yes.
Thank you very much, Rabbi McDowell.